Today's Tacoma rally marks the end of a week in which Kerry has focused his campaigning on pocketbook issues. It was also a week in which the Census Bureau reported rising poverty and a stagnant median income. At a town hall meeting in Northern California yesterday, Kerry complained the Bush administration has done nothing to address the problem.
Now, either the president doesn't have a plan or the president is out of touch with what's happening to real Americans. And I think you said both. What we need is leadership that knows how hard this struggle is and some of the choices that we can make to make it better.
The Bush campaign shot back, boasting of 1.5 million new jobs created in the last year. But Kerry told a crowd in Everett, Washington, that's not good enough. Everett is a Navy community and home port of the USS Abraham Lincoln, the aircraft carrier on which President Bush famously landed last year to declare an end to major combat operations in Iraq.
They're also telling us this is the best economy we've ever had. That's what they're telling us. Just saying something doesn't make it so. Just saying you can fight a war on the cheap doesn't mean you can. Just saying that mission is accomplished doesn't make it accomplished. And nobody knows that better than the home port of the Lincoln.
Washington, with its 11 electoral votes, is a swing state. Al Gore won here 4 years ago by less than 6 percentage points. The Seattle Times endorsed George Bush in the 2000 election, but yesterday the Times came out for Kerry, calling him head and shoulders above the incumbent. The newspaper's number one reason for switching its endorsement is what it calls an ill-conceived war and its aftermath in Iraq. In newspaper interviews this week, President Bush defended the decision to invade Iraq, but acknowledged to the New York Times he'd made a, quote, miscalculation of what the conditions would be afterwards. At a Kerry fundraiser yesterday, former Defense Secretary William Perry said that miscalculation was costly.
Through a combination of hubris and ideology, the administration sent in a force unequal to the post-conflict task in Iraq on the naive belief that Iraqis would welcome U.S. forces as liberators.
Kerry himself says all of America is paying, in both dollars and lives, for the administration's wartime decisions. He accused the president of pushing away those countries that could otherwise help in rebuilding Iraq.
The Arab countries have an interest in not having a failed Iraq, but they're not at the table. Europe, actually, every European country has an interest in not having a failed Iraq, but they're not at the table. Why? Because this president has actually empowered them to be able to sit on the sidelines because of the way he proceeded.
Kerry made only passing reference yesterday to his Vietnam military service. That combat experience has been the source of controversy in recent weeks, thanks to a series of attack ads launched by some of Kerry's fellow Swift Boat veterans. A new National Annenberg survey finds nearly half of Americans now believe the Bush campaign is behind the critical ads, and that number is growing. The survey also found that while the ads were initially successful in raising doubts about whether Kerry deserved his combat decorations, those doubts have receded since media investigations discredited some of the commercial's claims. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Seattle.